Today we're building a drum and bass breakdown that still feels alive, even when the drop drums are out. And the secret weapon is the groove pool in Ableton Live 12, followed by resampling, so we can lock that vibe into audio and actually arrange with it. If you've ever made a breakdown and thought, okay, this is nice, but it kind of just stops, this lesson is for you. In DNB, the best breakdowns don't go dead. They lose weight, sure, but they still have pulse, movement, and tension. We're going to make that happen with swing, ghost notes, a simple bass phrase, atmosphere, and then a resampled audio layer that carries the energy forward. Let's start by setting the session up at 172 BPM. Create a few basic tracks, one break or drum rack track, one MIDI track for sub or bass, one atmosphere or pad track, and then two return tracks, one for reverb and one for delay. Keep it simple. We do not need a huge arrangement yet. We just need enough material for groove to work on. For the drums, use either a sliced break in simpler or a basic drum rack with kick, snare, and hat hits. If you're a beginner, I actually recommend starting with one break loop that already has a clear snare and hats. That makes it easier to hear what the groove is doing. If the break is too busy, the groove can get lost, and if it's too empty, the section won't feel like drum and bass anymore. Now open the groove pool. This is where we start giving the breakdown some human feel. For a DNB section, you want subtle swing, not huge shuffle. A good place to begin is something like MPC 16 swing, somewhere around 55 to 58, or a lighter swing preset around 54 to 56. The goal is not to make it sound like house. We want it tight, controlled, and slightly rolled. Drag that groove onto your break loop first, then apply it to a few ghost percussion hits too. In the groove pool settings, keep the timing amount moderate, around 20 to 50%. Random should stay very low, maybe 0 to 8%. Velocity can sit around 10 to 25%. That's usually enough to make the section feel less robotic without wrecking the pocket. Here's the important teacher tip. In drum and bass, the snare is often your reference point. If the groove makes the snare feel weak or weird, back off the timing amount. You want the groove to help the snare breathe, not push it out of focus. Now build a simple break pattern with space. That means kick on the downbeat, snare on 2 and 4, or a broken snare pattern if you want a more chopped feel. Add a few light hats between the main hits, and maybe one or two ghost notes before or after the snare. Don't fill every subdivision. That's one of the most common beginner mistakes. In DNB, negative space is part of the groove. If you're programming MIDI, keep your note lengths short. Give the hats some variation in velocity, maybe somewhere between 40 and 80, with a few accents up around 90. Snare main hits can be around 95 to 120, while ghost snares or little rim hits can sit lower, maybe 35 to 60. The contrast is what makes the groove feel intentional. Next, let's add a bass phrase. Keep it short and simple. For this lesson, 2 to 4 notes over 2 bars is enough. You might place a root note on bar 1 beat 1, a higher stab on beat 3, a little pickup into bar 2, and then a note that leads into the next phrase. We are not trying to write a huge bass line yet. We're building a breakdown phrase that supports the groove. If possible, split your bass into 2 layers. Keep the sub clean and stable, maybe with operator using a sine or triangle wave. Then use a mid-bass layer with wavetable or analog for more character. Groove the mid-bass lightly, not the sub. The sub should usually stay more consistent so the low end doesn't start wobbling around too much. For the bass groove, try timing around 10 to 25%, with velocity kept very low or even off if the notes already feel good. If the mid-bass needs a bit more presence, add saturator with a little drive, maybe 2 to 6 dB, and use soft clip if necessary. That gives the bass enough edge to speak during the breakdown without making it harsh. Now add one more percussion layer, like a shaker, ride, ghost rim, or chopped cymbal texture. This is what helps the breakdown keep moving. Apply groove a little stronger here than on the bass. Timing around 25 to 45% and velocity around 15 to 30% is a good starting point. Again, we're aiming for subtle motion, not a huge swing feel. At this point, listen to the section at low volume first. That's a really useful habit. Groove can feel very different when the track is loud. If it works quietly, it usually works in the mix and in a club. Now let's bring an atmosphere. Add a pad, noise texture, or field recording. You can use drift, wavetable, or operator for this. Keep it filtered. An auto-filter low pass somewhere around 300 to 1500 Hz is a good starting point. Send a bit of it to reverb, but not too much. The goal is tension, not a muddy wash. One of the best breakdown tricks in DNB is slowly opening the pad filter while the drums become more sparse. that creates lift. It makes the breakdown feel like it's reaching towards something instead of just sitting there. Now comes the key step, resampling. Once your groove feels good, create a new audio track and set the input to resampling. Then record 4 to 8 bars of the breakdown. This prints the groove into audio, which is a huge deal. You're no longer just working with MIDI ideas. You now have an actual audio performance that you can cut up and arrange. And there's another big benefit here. Resampling helps you commit. Instead of endlessly tweaking notes and swing settings forever, you capture the vibe and move forward. That's a real production skill. After recording, look at the waveform and find the best moments. You might spot snare pickups, bass tails, break fills, or reverb swells. Those are all useful. You can keep the resample on the timeline, or drag it to a new track and start editing it like a sample. Now slice the resampled audio into a few fragments. You can do that right in arrangement view or by loading it into Simpler with slicing. Make a simple call and response shape. For example, the first half of the section can feature the groove phrase with drums and bass, and the second half can use chopped resample fragments with more space. This is where it starts to feel like a real DNB breakdown. Maybe bars 1 to 4 are sparse, bars 5 to 8 get a little groovier, bars 9 to 12 focus on chopped audio, and bars 13 to 16 build tension toward the drop. That kind of arrangement arc keeps the listener engaged. Use automation to shape that arc. Automate the pad filter opening over time. Automate reverb send on selected hits. You can even automate delay or echo feedback on the last phrase for a bigger sense of space. If you want the drop to feel even heavier, use utility to reduce width slightly or trim gain in the last two bars so the section feels more focused and controlled. Here is a really important arranging tip. In the final two bars before the drop, simplify. A lot of beginners add too much there, but in drum and bass, the drop often hits harder when the last bars are clean and disciplined. Remove a rhythmic layer, let the groove fragments breathe, and give the listener room to anticipate the impact. If the section feels muddy, ask yourself a few questions. Is the groove too strong on everything? Is the sub being swung too much? Is the resample helping, or is it just clutter? Usually, you only need groove on the hats, ghost percussion, and maybe a mid-bass layer. Keep the low end stable. If you want a darker, heavier feel, you can add a little drum bus to the break with a light drive setting, or use a touch of saturator on the resampled audio for grit. Just keep it modest. DNB breakdowns get ugly fast if you overcook the processing. A nice advanced variation is using two groove presets in one breakdown. You can let the first half lean one way, and the second half lean slightly differently. That creates movement without changing the notes. Another great trick is to groove only the top percussion layer and leave the main break tighter. That gives you swing and punch at the same time. Now for your final check. Play the breakdown before the drop and listen for the overall feeling. Does it still move? Does it feel like it belongs in a drum and bass track? Is the tension building naturally? If the answer is yes, then you've done the important part. You've taken a simple idea, shaped it with groove, captured it with resampling, and turned it into something that can actually live in an arrangement. So to recap, use groove pool to add subtle swing to hats, ghosts, and mid-range elements. Keep the sub more stable. Resample once the pocket feels good. Slice the resample into useful fragments. Use automation to build tension. And remember, in DNB, the best breakdowns do not stop moving. They just move with more space, more pressure, and more intent. For practice, try making a 4-bar loop at 172 BPM with one break, one bass phrase, one atmosphere layer, and one resampled audio part. Apply groove to at least two layers, resample for a few bars, chop the audio into three or more pieces, and automate a filter opening at the end. Then remove one layer if it feels crowded. That's the recipe. Keep it tight, keep it moody, and let the groove do the talking.